We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When I decided I was going to start speaking up and not giving a f*** about the backlash or if it affects me, my whole mindset was, it's not about me. I sensed that on, you know, losing this or losing that or losing popularity, my popularity went down. But at the end of the day, my truth to so many different kids and so many different people was broader than me personally.
I liken you to Ali.
Who the hell said that?
John Stewart.
Oh, God.
Total fraud if you heard him right there. That is LeBron in the past.
We're giving you messed up.
We're giving you LeBron's own. These are LeBron's own words now. So he's giving you his own words.
This is why it's
enjoyable.
And he's
going totally against him. So what's going on right now in Hong Kong? What's the reaction?
Apparently the king is no longer. He does no longer reign supreme in Hong Kong. They are stomping on his jerseys. They are burning his jerseys of protest. They are chanting,
burn him!
Daryl Morey's name.
Burn him!
They're offended by it. They said students come out every weekend. They get tear gassed. They get shot every weekend. Police beating students and innocent people like every day. And then LeBron James comes out with something like that. We just can't accept it. Then one guy says, please remember all NBA players, what you said before. Black lives matter. Well, Hong Kong lives also matter, one guy protester said.
And that's an area, by the way, in Hong Kong, that city, where they can afford to buy his sneakers, where parts of China probably...
he's not very popular in Hong Kong. Now.
Well, I guess there is a price to pay.
See, I think there was a very simple way for him to do it, and I don't know, he didn't even have to be informed by any of this stuff. So the simple answer would have been, I just think the timing of when Daryl Morey did it was bad, and it put us in a real bad position. But I believe in democracy. I believe in free speech.
I don't think you can say
that. That we have here in the United States. Now, he doesn't have to get involved in talking about the issues between Hong Kong and China. He can simply say that our dealings with China, with the NBA, we have a mutual interest in basketball, but we do not have a mutual values. Why can't he say that?
Because
that is
China
very
will
simple.
Lose their mind.
Why?
Adam Silver already came out and talked about freedom of expression. And what did they do? They sent out a press release. How they disagreed.
Two different languages.
How they disagreed with Adam Silver's freedom of expression. If LeBron James came out and said, I believe in democracy, then China government would lose their mind.
What are we talking
about? They don't.
About? Wait a minute. What are we talking about?
We're talking about an American, not offending a company, a country that donates or pays $4 billion.
Listen to what you're saying. It's foolish. On American soil, an American can't say, I believe in democracy if you have business interest in China because it's going to blow up on you. Then guess what? Let it blow up on you. If you're sitting there telling me and lecturing me, as we just heard LeBron from the shop, about he doesn't care if he's affected.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't care because he's about human rights.
First off, he's a
what
hypocrite.
A fraud. He wants it both
no,
ways.
This is why it's enjoyable.
Here's what I think the problem is. I think the biggest problem is. If he comes out and says, I believe in democracy, I believe in free speech that we enjoy here in this country, and we just have a mutual business interest but not mutual values, here's the problem. He loses what he has right now. And that is, he can rip apart America. He can say negative things from time to time about stuff that's going on in this country, which, by the way, you have because you live in a democracy. I think he's fearful right now that it would be a way of praising too much the United States. What other reason would there be other than he just wants the money, then he's a total sellout? Which, by the way, you ready for this?
I am ready for this.
Max Kellerman. On TV today on ESPN, called him a sellout.
LeBron James, when you look at Nike and his movie deals, like you want to distribute in China, all these things, maybe you could argue has $1 billion worth of business in China, and he doesn't want to jeopardize $1 billion. I get it. But you know what it's called when you don't make a comment on the substance? Although LeBron's tweeted out statements, as other people have retweeted in the last 24 hours, you know, the Martin Luther King statement, a threat to justice anywhere is I just misphrased it, but to
threat to justice everywhere.
To injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway,
right.
It's called selling out. When $1 billion of business you don't want disturbed, so now you're quiet. In this instance, it's called selling out. I understand it's a very high price, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying how I would behave mm-hmm. given the same circumstances mm-hmm. if I had $1 billion in the line. Mm-hmm. But that's what it's called.
He's right.
Do you think
100% right?
Yes. Do you think Stephen A. Agreed with him? What do you think?
Are you kidding me? LeBron James.
I'll give you a hint.
They will somehow twist this into saying how LeBron James was right.
Is a hero.
I'll give you a hint. He went not 100%. He went 1,000%.
I do not believe that LeBron James is selling out. And if he is selling out, you're a sellout. I'm a sellout. And a whole bunch of people are. Because let me tell you something right now. And I get so sick and tired of these trolls and people. I got somebody told me about John Oliver. He said something about me. I didn't see it. I don't care. He's entitled to his opinion. Everybody is entitled to their opinion.
We all have haters.
But the thing that absolutely throws me off. We work for ESPN. Oh my God, it's a crime for me to take the interest of ESPN into consideration. I don't see a writer for the New York Post talking about the New York Post. I don't see a writer for the New York Daily News talking about the New York Daily News. I don't see it at the LA Times. I don't see it at the Washington Post. I don't see it at HBO. I don't see it at Fox. I don't see it anything. The fact that we're going to sit up here with a straight face and act like it's such a crime or we're selling our souls to take the interest of the people we represent into consideration is foolishness. People need to put on their grown-up pants and recognize the fact that that is a part of our reality.
Okay, another misinformed guy. By the way,
I think he's twisting
prisoners?
He just thinks if he yells, people he just confuse people. To
that point where they're like, I got him. Point.
And that's what John Oliver talked about. And that's what John Oliver said about him.
Yeah, about yelling.
Yeah, yeah. This is all he does is, first of all, he's always wrong, and he always yells.
So let me ask you this question. How many prisoners are they holding in that Bristol, Connecticut concentration camp right now, ESPN?
We all have haters.
How many people are they going out in the streets of Hartford right now, and people are protesting and shooting them and beating them up? And
is any of
that going on?
I don't know.
Does he understand there's a big difference between what we're talking about with the atrocities of a communist country and ESPN?
But here's the thing. I'm getting a popsicle headache right now. The league encourages their players to speak out and have an opinion.
Not anymore.
And the league tells the players you can wear T-shirts during the anthem. You can come out during warm-ups with a message on a T-shirt. It encourages them to speak their mind. And then, so this has been going on. So you're championing all these players who have one cause or another, whether it be some sort of social injustice issue or some humanitarian deal. They say, go ahead, be you. Hey, we're going to be the woke league, so we got to honor that. We got to be real. And now they completely change their tune. So the league that tells you to go ahead and do it suddenly says, no. You don't think so. So did the league think that this was a good business move by supporting the causes? They knew it was a soft landing. They knew the NFL was getting just hammered left and right and losing ratings. And they said, oh, the wind's blowing in this direction. What are we doing?
So they were doing it for business purposes.
Oh, geez, what a surprise. Right. Now it's coming back to bite them on the ass.
Sure is. All right, let's get to the phone calls. We'll get your reaction. And then we'll hear about the meeting that apparently went on with the players. Let me take a couple of quick calls before the break. John's in Florence. Hey, John.
Hey, thank you for having me. I want to say it's very funny that LeBron James can talk about how the U.S. has concentration camps, but China has concentration camps, and he says he doesn't know anything about it. We don't have concentration camps. I was in the military. I served in the Persian Gulf War, and I helped in Operation Provide Comfort for the Kurdish people before. And it's just ridiculous. And then they say, oh, it was just the wrong time. Well, you know, a lot of people say it's the wrong time for Colin Kaepernick to kneel before the game, but they got a lot of trouble for saying that because he's got a free speech thing.
Yeah, but I don't think LeBron is doing any of this for understanding the causes or understanding the violation of human rights. He's doing it because China brings him lots of money.
Yeah.
And his connection with Nike.
And if they lose China, what is the salary cap? Goes down to
15%.
What? And his next contract, he can get a max deal worth like 35% of the...
He can like 40-something million, yes.
So if the cap goes down, he gets less money. Maybe it's to cut business in China. It's all financial. We know that. You know, you'd almost rather them just say, yeah, it's financial. I don't want to lose a lot of money.
It's all fraudulent.
I mean, you know, domestically, I'll continue to fight for our issues here. But as far as China goes, I just want to keep my cash.
Chris is in Maine. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. I love this talk about LeBrainless James. You know, he's like, you know, he's a mixture of the hugest ego on the planet with one of the smaller brains. And every time he opens his mouth, it's coming out. Do you guys remember the Beverly Hillbilly show back in the 60s?
I do. These guys Anybody? Are too young for that.
Okay. Okay. He is today's Jethro Bodine.
Oh, God.
He's exactly. Yeah. He doesn't know if he's a double knot spy, a short order cook, or a porn star named Beef Jerky, right? Now, someday they're going to do the rerun or, you know, or the remake, and he's going to be the star. Somebody's going to hear this out in Hollywood and do it.
All right. We're going to take a break when we come back. There we go. There's the thing.
Oh, Mr. Ed.
Yeah, that was not Mr. Ed. 617-779-7937. Apparently, there was a meeting with the commissioner and with the players, and the players got heated in all of this, and somebody apparently has gotten wind of what happened in that meeting. We'll have it for you coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is a white, middle-aged executive that decided to send out a tweet. And we're talking about this black man. He needs to take this position. Where the hell is that? How come you haven't said Daryl Morey? Why the tweet? Get your behind out here.
I'll do it.
Get in front of the camera and speak on it since you started it.
I'll do it.
And I like Daryl Morey, but you started it. Speak.
Let me change that.
Steve Kerr speaking, Popovich speaking, LeBron speaking. Why not drop Daryl Morey?
Where did black and white come into this when we're talking about Americans? Both LeBron, an American, maybe black, but he's an American. Daryl Morey, an American.
There is a white, middle-aged executive.
Why is it going to be white?
What are we talking about? Now, there are different ethnic groups in China. You know, maybe he's trying to break it down there, but I don't believe they're black and white. I have no idea what Stephen A. is talking about.
Well, I would agree as far as Morey goes. I don't know. Do you think the NBA is just sort of like telling him to stay away?
Yes.
No media whatsoever? Like, don't even explain. The problem is, explain what?
It sounded to me like
explain your tweet. How dare you? Like, what? I mean, you know, what's the question of Daryl Morey?
Did you
think
this.
Of the ramifications?
Where the hell is that? How come you haven't said Daryl Morey?
Were you aware of the ramifications of your tweet and what the chaos it would cause, given your business with the with China?
Well, in the business in particular with the Houston Rockets. So he cost the Houston Rockets $1.5 billion. Mm-hmm. I think the owner probably, based on the stories I've read, wanted to fire him right off the bat. Then this became an international controversy. And so if you're Adam Silver, can you afford to let Houston fire Daryl Morey with this right now? Can you imagine the backlash that the NBA would get Can't do it now.
Well, they already, you know, Adam Silver already came out and said, you know, that, you know,
he deserves right of freedom of speech.
Yes, this is America, and we promote this. We want our guys and our execs to be passionate about things that they believe
in. So why can't LeBron do it? So the commissioner kind of screwed up the first day because he was trying to be, you know, let me protect the business interest. But by day two, figured out that he had a full-blown controversy here. And he came out and he basically said, we respect the people in China, but I also respect the freedom of speech of our people.
And China hated that.
And they hated that. But so why couldn't LeBron do the exact same thing that Adam Silver did? Nope, he didn't do that.
Because they would have hated that. They would have made that a big story.
And he's got to protect Nike's telling him what to say.
Well, here's the thing. LeBron's comments, I already told you how they're going over in Hong Kong. They're burning his jerseys.
Right.
They're stomping on his jerseys in protest
in Hong
Kong.
But they love him in mainland China, though.
Right. Yeah. Now, if he came out and said, listen, I'm all for freedom of speech. I believe in democracy. So China would be sitting there chanting his name along with Daryl Morey's. How do you think, Hong Kong would be? How do you think China would take those comments from LeBron James?
So how do you think
they would scrub all of his stuff like they did with the Houston Rockets and a lot of their NBA stores? Yes. So if he just simply came out, as you point out, and said, listen, I believe in democracy. I believe in freedom of speech. All LeBron James gear would have been out of China like that. So there is no answer for these people. He should have stuck with his tweet. That's what he really should have done.
Well, the tweet came also, after.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But so somebody hit him and was just like, dude, you know, this is what you said. This is how it came off. So in this tweet, this is all he should have said. I do not believe there's any consideration for the consequences and ramifications of the tweet. I'm not discussing the substance. Others can talk about that. My team in this league went through a very difficult week. I think people need to understand what a tweet or a statement could do to others. And I believe nobody stopped and considered what would have happened. Could have waited a week to send that tweet. I think he would have been better off just saying that. Instead, he's talking about Daryl Morey not being educated or misinformed and that his tweet was dangerous. And it was just like, oh, my God. But he can't help himself because he thinks he's so smart. When does Kyrie Irving speak of this?
That's an excellent point.
He's the next one I want.
He's got to do it through a mask. You see, he's wearing a mask.
It would have been great if someone would have just asked, just it's a yes or no question, LeBron, please. Do you believe in democracy?
Right.
Yes or no? Because even that, even admitting that he believes in democracy would have gotten his stuff pulled off the shelves. So he has to act like he doesn't.
Freedom of speech, yes. We all do have freedom of speech.
It's real simple. He knew what he was going to say if he was going to have an opinion on this was going to piss off one side. Who did he piss off?
Hong Kong.
Okay. Didn't piss off China, did he?
So he has a mutual interest in doing business with China because of the money that they present, right? Forget all the atrocities. Forget the fact that the president of China has come out and basically said if they try to split off China here in Hong Kong, you know, bodies will be smashed and bones ground to powder. So be it. You know, guys say that all the time. But why can't he just say that I don't share the mutual values? Now, granted,
that would be frowned upon.
Well, wait a minute. It would jeopardize his monetary interest in China.
Yeah.
But he's already on record numerous times telling us on that stupid shop show. He is on record as saying it's not about the money. It's about values. It's about human rights. So suddenly human rights went out the window?
I liken you to Ali.
So it went out the window. Why? And they're comparing him to Muhammad Ali, who had values and a principle. Whether you agreed with him or disagreed with him, he lost an awful lot. This guy is not willing to lose anything. He's a total fraud, a sellout. Max Kellerman, I finally agree with you.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
Finally. I'm not buying the clip.
I was actually amazed that he went there.
It's called selling out.
Hit some of these.
It's selling out. Let's go to the phones. Here's Justin. Hey, Justin.
Hey, gentlemen, I called about a week ago saying that Adam Silver in the NBA was going to have to go on an apology tour to save this relationship. And I just wanted to say that LeBron James' statement is exactly that. And what he did, it's perfect for Chinese propaganda in that he's basically calling Daryl Morey stupid and saying that the belief that Hong Kong protesters are in the right is wrong. So this is obviously LeBron being a fraud. He's a piece of garbage, and this is his apology tour.
All right, so do me a favor. I don't want to hear him come out now 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now when people are protesting here in the streets of the United States and sit there and say we need to support them and be behind them. I don't want to hear it because it's easy for him to do that. It doesn't affect his pocketbook. Right. He gets applause for that. Gets Twitter applause out there. Alex is in Quincy here on OMF.
Hey, guys. First of all, I agree with pretty much everything you're saying, but I just want to ask, what is the difference between the NFL owners and their interests in their pockets against or as opposed to their interest in freedom of speech and LeBron James in his pockets as opposed to his interest in democracy and freedom of speech?
Nothing.
But remember, the NBA said they were above all this. No, the NBA opened the door for their players to be able to openly talk about whatever they wanted to talk about, unlike the NFL.
But see, that's the point, Alex. Nothing. And we're finding it out. But they tried to tell us they were different.
It just seems to me that the people who are quick to come at Colin Kaepernick and tell him to shut up and play are the same people going at the NBA right now.
What? What? No.
No, that's not true. Matter of fact, a lot of the Kaepernick people are going at the NBA right now. I don't know where what you're watching. It's amazing to me that...
No, I'll tell you what, people. Alex, here's the thing. I think a lot of people that sat there and said, listen, I get what the NFL is doing. They got a bad situation here. You know, they got a guy kneeling. They're losing money. They're losing ratings. The owners got together and said, how can we fix this? A lot of people are like, yeah, I get what they're trying to do financially. You know, you could separate the two, but the NBA was sitting there saying, no, that's wrong. Yeah, you can't. You got to believe. You got to fight for something if you believe in it. No matter, even if it costs you money, you got to fight for it. That's what they were screaming from the rooftops. Now all of a sudden they're in the same boat, and they're showing they're not different at all from the NFL, the people they criticized. So that's where it's hypocritical. That's where it's actually fun watching these guys squirm.
Well, that's where I think the slash caller's missing the point, and LeBron's missing the point, that the people he usually walks in line with over to the left right now are going against him. They're going against him. They're saying that he's not saying enough right now about freedom of speech. Here's Mo in Roslindale. Hey, Mo.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Mo.
So, yeah, I just I saw Jason Whitlock. He's on Sean Hannity. And he talked about, so it's a little deeper than it's being portrayed as a simple tweet. So he talked about Obama was at the Nike headquarters when he announced the TPP. So that's the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Right.
And that is worth $980 billion, something like that.
Right,
and that is what
deal.
Trump is. That's what Trump right now. So the TPP allows companies like Nike to have their factories in China with cheap labor and not get.
All right, I hear what you're saying, and obviously it was on Hannity's show, so you're probably going to get it a little bit swayed to the right. But I would say this, that this is just a business deal. That the NBA and the players want to hold on to the money.
Yeah.
And they're willing to stay silent, even on their own country, in their own country, stay silent about this just to protect the money. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue talking about this a little bit, and then we'll get into last night's football game. The Lions got screwed. Our buddy Trey Flowers got screwed in that game last night.
Our guy.
Badly. And apparently this is a trend that's been going on now all season long. The Lions are getting screwed by the officiating. We'll get to all of that coming up as well.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF. Before we close out on this LeBron stuff, this Dave Miniman from ESPN has an interesting report that the commissioner, the greatest commissioner in the history of mankind, Adam Silver, met with the players over in China, and apparently there was a little bit of a dispute.
I mean, nearly a week ago today, in a Shanghai hotel room, or Shanghai hotel ballroom, Adam Silver got up and addressed the players, and LeBron James, one of the players who got up and spoke and said, hey, what are we doing here? Daryl Morey made these statements. You know damn well if a player made the same similar statements and caused such poor ramifications for the league, there'd be some sort of league recourse. There'd be repercussions that the player had to pay. You know, potentially this tweet could cost the NBA hundreds of millions of dollars, which could come out of the player's pockets. And so that's the double standard that was being addressed in that meeting.
Selfish. All they care about is the money.
Well, so, you even heard him in his comments. I felt like he was holding that card in his back pocket. You know, we'll see down the road. You know, down the road, if a player tweets something out that costs the league money, what will Adam Silver do? Because he didn't do anything to Daryl Morey, and that might cost him some money. We'll see. So they're just sort of like holding this one. Okay, well, we'll see when a player speaks out or something happens. What are you going to do then? You going to fine him?
Yeah, but there are no ramifications. There are no money lost when he comes out and speaks, or Steve Kerr does, or Popovich does. We've already seen the research out there that in those polls, a majority of the people who watch the NBA agree with those guys. So there's no ramifications. In this case, you've got a country who's basically saying, screw you, we're shutting down your money. And by the way, the money is still shut off. They played the two games, but they shut the money off. There was no TV broadcast in China of those games. The money is still shut off. There's going to be no streaming, no games. They've lost that money, and the Rockets have lost the $1.5 billion. It's gone. So what are you going to do? Try to get on your knees and beg China, this communist nation, please, please
wait,
let us back.
Do you actually think
it's called selling out?
Was Kyrie, were the Brooklyn Nets, were they out there? They weren't, were they?
The Brooklyn Nets were out there.
How many
yes.
teams? So I'm just trying to think, a team with a star that wasn't out there, if they said something like that while they were in the States, even if Kyrie Irving said that while he was in New York, while he was hanging out in Brooklyn, do you honestly think there'd be some weird ramification towards that player by Adam Silver after they already openly come out and say what you want? You think that some one of those guys would be fined? The answer is no. The fact is that it came from more. I would say this, if it was from the Clippers, the fact that the Rockets have a good relationship with China, Yao Ming played there, they're obviously in lockstep with each other. I'm sure China probably thought it was a slap in the face. Look at all we've done for you. No, we're getting rid of all this crap. If it was the Indiana Pacers, there would not be this this backlash towards the NBA.
Well, again,
don't you think it has something to do with Houston specifically
yeah,
also?
Yeah but it's the reason that Maury said it, because Maury felt bad because he is well-educated on the subject, LeBron, and he knows because of the relationship that the Rockets have with China. He knows exactly what's going on over there. That's why he said it.
Well, you know, the hypocrisy of LeBron just continues because you know, now he's saying that you know as well as I do that if a player had said something that cost us money, there would be repercussions. You'd fine him. Right? But yet, in the past, he's always talked about how why Adam Silver's a great commissioner. And he gives us the freedom to say whatever we want.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if Adam, you know, agrees with us or not. He'll stand by us because we have that right to have an opinion. So now he's saying, well, if a player said this, you would fine him. Well, no, not according to you. If a player says it, like Christian says, he would treat it the exact same way he did with Daryl Morey. Well, listen, I've expressed this. We have this foundation of how we go about our business. I will support you. Doesn't mean I have to agree with you, but I will support you. Isn't it what we've been told what
yes.
this woke league is?
Right.
So why is LeBron now coming out saying that if a player did this, you would have fined him or suspended him?
Because he's looking at the money he's going to lose because the money hasn't come back yet. So it's not like China's opened the door and said, okay, we're good now. We'll give you the money. No, because the commissioner didn't right. say enough. China already responded to him and said, no, it's not good enough.
Right.
So what LeBron's doing is it's all about the money for LeBron. So I don't mind a business person saying that it's all about the money, but just admit it's all about the money, LeBron.
Well, he did. He said it was financial, but then he said it's physical, emotional, and spiritually.
Well, then when you come out...
Spiritually be affected by this.
Spiritually
be affected by this.
So when you come out in 3 weeks from now and you make some statement, it's not about principle. It's about money. It's about you know that you're going to get Twitter applause, people are going to love you, and once it affects your pocketbook, he acts totally different about it. Suddenly we need to be shut up. We need to shut up and dribble. Like Laura Ingram told him, we need to shut up and dribble now. That's what he wants. It's just hypocrisy. Talk about hypocrisy. Is there anything to the fact that we're watching these football games? This year, the officiating has had the biggest turnover they have had, I believe, ever, certainly in a long period of time. They're now full-time officials, so they don't have second jobs, most of these guys, and they're getting benefits and all sorts of stuff. Is it surprising or hypocritical that the team that has benefited the least from the officials' calls happens to be the Detroit Lions.
Who's their head coach?
The head coach is the guy that wore the clown T-shirt.
Oh, that's right.
Conspiracy.
Keep the commissioner happy.
I don't. And by the way, the team that has benefited the most, like 2-1 over the Lions, would be the team that beat them last night, the Green Bay Packers. And there was no
Rodgers.
And the Lions got screwed last
night.
Oh,
did they ever?
Well,
on multiple fronts. I mean, there's some. First off, the two calls on Trey Flowers were disgusting. You know, fourth quarter, you're down 9, 3rd and 10. You get a sack of Aaron Rodgers, and you called that first one hands to the face.
No,
never hit the face.
Shoulder.
3rd and 10. Drive continues. They score. Then the last one, 3rd and 4. Now they were still in field goal range, but there was 1:45 to go. So you probably still would have went up one.
Well, the first one was a sack, right?
The first one was you're punting down 9 with 10 minutes to go. But this one here was still they were going to score. They were probably going to get a field goal. I mean, it was like a 35-yard chip shot. But you would have had given at least Detroit 1:45 to try to answer and get their own field goal from a guy that's banging them at 54 yards. They got screwed. And then you also had the too many men in the field. Did you see that one?
For one team.
I will say this, though. So when you look at the way things are called, there is this, I feel like there is this fear or maybe anxiety with the refs to get it right, knowing that they have a safety net with review. But this is the league's fault. They created this. If you go back to the Rams and the Saints game, they're afraid of a play like this. So let's say this play, the Trey Flowers hands to the face, either one, gets called in a championship game. And it's obviously not a foul. He did not hit his face mask whatsoever, but they got it wrong, or they were a little overzealous and they called it anyways. This is what the league wants to stop. The league doesn't want a play to continue or some other team to get a benefit from a bad botched call. So here's an example. I would say Monday Night Football. The Detroit Lions are 2-1-1. They're trying to get ahead in the division, playing one of their rivals. And you could say that the Lions couldn't finish any of their drives. They had plenty of opportunities, but didn't matter. They still had a lead, and they still were hurt by this botched call. So if the replay was put in play in order to make sure things like this don't happen, why don't they use it? Why don't they use it? I've seen the replay 100 times, and Trey Flowers is just beside himself after the game, stays in his pads, doesn't. He's so just disconnected from reality. Everybody else is dressed, and he's just bummed.
I hate to play the Lou bandwagon jumper here, but the NFL is right now getting an awful lot of criticism out there because these officials are awful, plus the games are dragged out because of all of the reviews. And then the worst part is most people think when they come back after the review, they still got it wrong. There's nothing worse than that. And there's nothing worse than people nationally watching a game last night and sitting there and saying, the wrong team won this game. Detroit got screwed. They should not have lost this game. They outplayed Green Bay. They should have won it.
But
and at the end of the game,
that rule is put in place. They looked at, there was a big issue with pass interference, so they make sure pass interference can be reviewable. But what they really do is do it with anything.
Well, one of the touchdowns was questionable.
They need to do it with everything. That's what Bill wants. Why can't you challenge every single play if you want? Because that would have fixed it.
Absolutely.
Hey, go back, review it, watch his hand, doesn't his face
mask. By the way, he does that all the time. I remember when he was here, that's how he does. Well, he grabs the shoulder pads
just
to keep his hands away from the face.
It's a reactionary thing because, like you said, an awful pass interference call in the playoffs created this.
Yeah.
Well, let's go. Let's just pretend that was the NFC title game.
That's my point.
You're right. Exactly. And the other one was the too many men. I don't know if you saw that. Like the field goal attempt, they called too many men on Detroit. So first down, they scored a touchdown. Green Bay at one point on a 3rd and 8 had 13 players on the field.
That's okay. You just can't have 12.
13. They lined up defensively, and LaFleur called timeout, and they gave it to him.
Yeah.
13. And they didn't throw the flag. And then there was a false start and a sack, and that
which
drive
is weird
was
because
over.
There is this weird rule where you can only have 11 guys in the huddle. So if you have 13 men on the field, so when you were substituting, if you were one of the 11 in the huddle, when someone came to substitute for you, that guy couldn't be in the huddle with you, and then
offensively.
You leave offensively. Yeah, you would have to see him, recognize, and then come out of the huddle because that's how guys used to deceive defenses. They'd put 13 guys in the huddle. The defense couldn't figure out what the personnel grouping was going to be. The guy would leave at the last second. The offense would get to the line, and they would call the play.
Defensively,
and they couldn't stop.
If you don't huddle, it's just when the ball's put down and the play's about to start, if you got 13 guys, they throw the flag before anything or before they snap the ball. They had 13 guys, did not call it.
So Troy Vincent did speak on this, and this is his quote. He said, that's not something you want to see called. And he also said he would call up Bob Quinn and basically apologize to him.
Oh,
that's
going to do great.
He would call. Well, I think that's a nice gesture.
Divisional loss.
It's a nice gesture. He was
probably
also going to call
him out of the playoffs.
Yeah, that'd be nice
please.
Of him, though.
He was, what a joke.
He was he's doing the right thing. He was doing the. He was going to call the owner, Mrs. Ford.
Wouldn't happen in baseball.
And he called her Mrs. Ford.
Hell no.
He's going to apologize to her for the league for getting it wrong.
Christian, what does it tell you, though? This is one of your premier packages for football on ESPN Monday Night Football. And you've got Booger McFarland and John Perry, who's a ex-official. He's your referee analyst, who are ripping the officiating at the end of the game, ripping the credibility of what they did during the course of the game. Now, John Tessitore is scared of his own shadow and afraid that he'd be out of work next week, so he's just sitting there like a little mouse saying nothing. But they were adamant about how stupid it was. And then I'm watching after the game, Scott Van Pelt doing the same thing, and they're ripping the NFL. That's not good for the league.
See, they,
when you got a premier part of your broadcast, Monday Night Football, and you have a product that's not credible, not honest.
They'll catch up eventually. The most ideal fix for this whole situation is make every play reviewable. Doesn't mean you can sit there and stop every single play. You're going to have a certain amount of chances. If you use them up, you too bad. But that's what they should do, because that play should have been reviewable.
Yes,
you could see it. The high def. It's so everybody sees it, but the ref doesn't see it. Make it review. If you don't want to happen, what happened with the Rams and the Saints? It's so simple.
Yeah, you've already done You're right. You've already done it with pass interference. Do it with everything. Here's the issue though. When you talk about it, they go back to review now, and the analyst who is a former official referee, Pereira or whoever it might be, is sitting there basically saying, "Oh no, they're going to overturn this." Then they come back and play stands, and they don't. You sit there and say, then what is the issue here? What are we watching?
Well, there was a couple. There was a few in that game. Again, I think there was one, too, on a first down. Kerryon Johnson caught the ball.
Yeah.
And he fumbled it out.
Out of bounds.
And on a telecast, they said, well, that's a catch. And I still thought it was.
Took three steps.
But I thought he caught the ball, had control with two hands, started to run, and then went to slide it to his single hand. He already caught the ball. He just transferred to another hand.
Yep.
Fumbled it. That was third and two. They reviewed it and reversed the call. Incomplete.
I mean,
it was just so much of it last night. And you can sit there and say, well, they're doing it just for the playoffs, so a team doesn't go home. Well, hell, if Detroit wins that game, they're 3-1-1, right? And they're in first place in your division. Now you're 2-2-1. You're
big
chasing
difference.
A team that's 5-1.
It's huge difference.
I mean, that's a huge difference. Huge difference. So you could argue that maybe the playoff game isn't the one that does them in. It might be that one.
Yeah, you're right. So it has the same impact that any of those playoff games would have. But the one you were talking about, the three steps and the fumble, are you telling me that if that ball had stayed in bounds and a Packer had dove on top of it, that was not going to be a fumble?
Again, I thought he caught it, two hands on it, took a step and a half, two steps, and then went to move it to a single hand. Then almost like the transfer
from
baseball. You catch it and you go to transfer. Yeah. That's what he's transferring into the single hand, and he dropped it.
I'll tell you what, Green Bay is not nearly as good as we thought they were.
Detroit's pretty good.
Yes, and I think what we're finding out is every week you're learning a little bit more about each one of these teams. That's why I totally disagree with what you said yesterday, Christian, where you said line them all up. I can line them all up in the playoffs right now. Matter of fact, you can look at it and say, last year, did anybody think after New England – lost to Miami, because even though it was one play at the end, they played crappy in that game. They were awful in that game. And then they go to Pittsburgh. We were sitting here. Forget about the outside world. We were sitting here saying, they got no shot. And they're not going to go all the way. They're going to be in the playoffs because of the division they're in, but they're not going to go all the way. I think there's a long way to go with this season. I think you're going to get a couple teams that are going to come out of nowhere and surprise. And if Detroit had won that game and it had been a fair contest, that might have been one of the teams you're looking at right now that could win that division.
I don't know what the hell happened to those guys on that first weekend out in Arizona. They had that tie. But you remember that game? The other game they lost was to Kansas City by 4.
Yeah, and they played well.
No, they played crappy. They made boneheaded – the Detroit Lions.
I think Kerryon Johnson fumbled on the one.
They made
and
stupid
Kansas
mistakes.
City ran all the way back for a touchdown.
Yes, that is true.
So, right. I mean, and then you watch them last night and you say, okay, defensively, pretty good defense.
They look
good. Offensively, they can run the ball. They got some weapons. I wonder if people are killing Matt Patricia now or not. They're probably focused on the referees, but he seems to be doing a pretty good job there now.
Yeah. No, and they were talking on the broadcast. I don't know if guys were BSing them, but they were talking about how they're changing the culture there. And they kept on talking about the New England Patriot way. Did you see how many times they brought that up?
Well, they had five different guys on that team, right?
Right. And they're talking about how they've changed their way and that every practice is important and that every, they were talking about how Belichick, how he goes over the officials with the players before the games. And now Matt Patricia is doing all of those little things, dotting every I, crossing every T. They made a big deal about it. You're right. A lot different than what we heard last year out of Detroit.
When they were having them run.
I think we're a long way away from figuring out who the good teams are.
I think it ends exactly how it is right now. The way the standings are right now or is going to be
NFC?
The way it ends.
See, the NFC is wide open.
The NFC's been. The AFC, 100%. I think the NFC is a little bit more.
I think the AFC division leaders are your division winners. That's what I think. Currently. New England, Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City. Two wild cards, hey, they could be one of two of four or five teams. I don't know. Right, NFC's wide open.
This hour has been brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams Ram Power Day. Stop in today for your new 2019 Ram 4x4. Another hour to go. We go 30 minutes commercial free right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.